弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all。
我今天打算跟大家来思想一个题目，叫反败为胜。
Today I would like to deliver a message. Perhaps we can all come together and reflect upon. The topic is turning defeat to victory.
在人生里面，我们少不免有会遇到有一些失败的时候。
It is inevitable that we will encounter some frustration and defeat in our life.
这个当然失败也有很多种的。
Of course, there are different types of frustration and defeat.
有些人失败的比较明显，比较彻底。
Some people may encounter failure to with a total defeat.
就爬不起来了。
To a point that there is no more comeback.
这是一种情况。
This is a type of defeat.
但是更多的一种情况。
And however, there in other majority type,
我们是倾向于慢慢走向失败的那条路上去。
We gradually walk down to the path of failure and defeat.
有些美好的东西被抢走了。
Some of the beautiful things or good things in our life being snatched away.
我们里面本来有力量的变得没有力量了。
We were strong. We had strength in our within ourselves, but gradually we lose it.
我们都可以算为一种的失败的情况。
We can all count them as part of defeat.
比方说，亚伯拉罕跟他的儿子以撒。
For example, Abraham and his son Isaac.
他们都是可以说是圣经中的伟人。
They are all considered the great men in the Bible.
在他的生平中也没有什么很大的一种被打击、被打倒的一种情况。
There is no great defeat in our lives, in their lives.
但我们可以说他有两次，他曾经有一个失败。
And however, we can, We can recall there is one defeat in his life.
就是他们里面的那种诚实高尚的那种道德力被攻破了。
That is, the moral standard has been defeated, been corrupted.
他在人的面前，在王的面前撒谎。
They lie before the kings.
他守不住他的诚实了。
They couldn't keep upon their integrity and their honesty.
这也是一种失败。
This is a type of defeat.
当无数次的这种情况出现，你的人生就一定会起了变化。
When the countless number and occasions start to occur down in this path, then your life will start turning into a different way.
很多的跌倒失败不是一朝一夕的。
Some of the defeat, it's not being done at once.
乃是他生命中容许了一个缺口，不诚实一次，他就一直一直的走下去了。
But rather, some people will allow the defeat, the crack in their life, integrity start to grow and so the defeat become bigger and bigger.
所以这也算是一种道德上的失败。
So this is a type of failure and defeat in moral.
有一些的失败是由于一种苦难、一种困难临到，来影响了他的决定的。
However, there is a type of defeat is due to the external tribulation.
这种失败也不明显。
And sometimes it's hard to see the defeat right away.
这种情况会把人带到一种真正的失败里面。
However, this type of impact will gradually lead people to walk to the destination of defeat.
比方圣经里面讲到以利米勒，讲到那个路德记前面那一章的以利米勒，他带着他的两个儿子，他太太去到因为伯利恒饥荒的缘故了，他们就逃到那个摩亚去了。
So Abimelech brought the two children to Moab due to famine.
这是因为种苦难来到，他的心意被改变了。
This is
they made a traveling arrangement because there is some tribulation and difficulties in their circumstances.
因为害怕的缘故,
due to their fear,
他就跑了, 就
动了。They start to flee.
这个是一种失败的情况。
And this is a condition of defeat.
是由于苦难来到。
Due to the external tribulation and hardship.
在我们今天的生活里面。
In today's life,
你说我没有参加一次的崇拜，这个不算是失败。
Perhaps you say if I didn't attend any of the worship, I won't consider it is a defeat.
但是有某种的压力，有某种的情况出现，你就放弃了那种信仰上的追求了。
And however, if there is some oppression from outside, then perhaps you give up your faith.
我们也不能够说是这个是失败。
Perhaps we cannot determine saying it is a defeat in your life.
但是这种的情况不断不断不断的出现的时候，我们的人生就会遇到变化。
However, if this circumstance and condition keep on recurring in your life, and then we can make a conclusion that this person is walking down the path of defeat.
很多人在平安无事的时候，他是能够守住些事情，守得很好。
Some people can keep their integrity when they are doing well in their life.
但是当那种苦难打击来到的时候，就开始守不住。
And however, when there are external impacts coming upon the person, then the person start no longer can hold on to his integrity.
有一种的失败是不是由于自己的，是由于别人的那种罪恶所攻击而来的。
Some of the defeat or frustration actually come from the evil intent of other people.
好像越是旧约的越是。
Just like the Joseph in the Old Testament.
我们很少找到那么一个完美的人。
It is hard for us to find such a perfect man.
他好像在道德上，在各方面呢，都没有受到什么一种的影响。
It seems like he can keep his integrity even under a harsh condition.
但是他却被他的哥哥所出卖。
And however, yet he was betrayed by his brothers.
被他的祖母所迫害。
He was betrayed and oppressed by his master's wife.
是他的人生一直被打击，打击到最低层的一个情况。
So constantly he has been oppressed, been struck down to the lowest point of his life.
他的自由不断的被剥夺。
His liberty and freedom kept being stripping away by others.
所以有时候我们的失败是由于别人的攻击。
So a lot of time, our defeat and frustration was due to others' attack.
那今天我跟大家试想一个人物，他叫基甸。
And today I would like to share a character with you. His name is Gideon.
基甸的一个失败是由于一个大环境的一种影响。
The defeat of Gideon was due to the circumstances he was in.
也许我们来先来看一处的圣经。
Perhaps let us turn to a passage.
是在士师记第六章。
In Judges chapter 6.
士师记第六章。
Judges chapter 6.
我们来看11到17节。
Let us read from verse 11 to verse 17.
我们找到了，我们一起来读。
So once you have turned to the page, let us read out loud together.
你可以读国语，可以读英文。
Please feel free to use any language you prefer.
我们读由11节读完第17节。
So let's read from verse 11 to 17.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's start.
耶和华的使者到了俄弗拉，坐在亚北以谢俗人约阿斯的橡树下。约阿斯的儿子基甸正在酒榨哪里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。耶和华的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”基甸说：“主啊，耶和华若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切的事呢？我们的列祖不是向我们说，耶和华领我们从埃及上来吗？ 他那样奇妙的作为在哪里呢？现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人手里。耶和华观看基甸说，你靠理解能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人，不是我差遣你去的吗？基甸说，主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拉西支派中是致贫穷的，我在富家是致微小的。耶和华对他说，我与你同在，你就必打击米甸人如击打一人一样。基甸说，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你给我一个证据，使我知道我与我说话的就是主。好，我们读到这里。假如大家读过四世纪，就知道圣经说那个因为以色列人远离了上帝，所以他们就被交在米甸人的手中。
If you have read the book of Judges, then you will understand because Israelites has turned away from their God, and therefore Lord has given them up to the Midianites.
那米甸人就压迫他们。
And Midianites start to oppress them.
那整个的民族就在这种苦难、这种被压迫之中。
So the entire nation, the entire Israelites were under the condition of oppression.
基甸也受到影响。
Including Gideon.
有几个地方我们来特别注意。
Let us pay attention to a few places here.
第一个地方呢，就是十一节的后面。
First is the latter part of verse 11.
约阿斯的儿子基甸正在走架那里打麦子
，where his son Gideon was threshing wheat，
为要防备米甸人
，in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites。
这是一个很特别的描述。
This is a very particular description。
打麦子应该在什么地方
？So where should you usually threshing wheat？
应该在一个很广阔的一种火场上。
You should do it in open field, supposedly.
但是圣经记载他在酒架里打麦子。
And however, the description described that he was actually threshing wheat in a wine press.
就是躲在一个的角落里面打麦子。
And he was trying to hide from someplace in a corner.
圣经讲得很清楚，因为他要防备米甸人。
It is very descriptive here. The reason why he hid in order to keep it from Midianites.
很明显，当米甸人来到的时候
，It is very evident when Midianites came.
他的内心的情况就起了一个很大的变化。
There is something stirring up in his heart.
他就去躲，到处的躲。
He needs to hide. He had a desire to hide.
他躲的意思就是没有去正面的来看事情、看人生。
To hide in order not to face the impact head on.
这是人生一个很大的损失。
And this is a great loss of people's life.
你可以想象一个人每天都在躲，每天都在躲，他是个怎么样的人？
Can you imagine someone keep on hiding something from his life? Can you imagine what the life is this person going through?
不错，躲是因为米甸人那种迫害。
Of course, it is reasonable he hide because of the oppression from Midianites.
所以我不认为这是一个必然的情况。
And therefore, I won't treat it as something that ought to happen.
等一下我们就会思想我们怎么能够从这个不断去躲逃避的那种人生去怎么来胜过它。
Perhaps we will talk about how can we avoid the life of the tendency of keep on hiding to a positive life.
我不晓得你现在的光景是怎么样。
I don't know what you're going through at this moment.
假如你今天都不断地躲的话，你要小心。
If today you are living in a condition keep on hiding, then you need to pay attention to yourself.
那不是一个很好的情况。
It is not a good condition to be in.
等一下我们来试想怎么来胜过这一点。
Perhaps later on we will think about how can we overcome this issue.
那第二个地方呢？
The second point, second place we need to pay attention.
在十二节，这个十二节后面呢，神就向他显现。
So the latter part of verse 12, the Lord appeared to Gideon.
就对他说，大能的勇士耶和华与你同在。
And God said to Gideon, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior.
这句话听起来上来了，就好像有一种很大的讽刺。
It sounds very ironic here.
这个躲在酒榨打麦子的那个基甸，神竟然说大能的勇士。
The one who hide in the wine press to threshing wheat, and now the angel of the Lord approaching him and say, "You are a great lawyer, warrior."
当然，神不是在讽刺他。
Of course, Lord is not trying to be sarcastic.
神这样轻浮他。
The reason why God called him this way
是要提醒他件事情。
Is to remind him.
在你的生命中
In your life
是有一种得胜的元素的
There is an overcoming power and element in your life
一方面 你的里面有一种大能的一种元素
There is a mighty power within you
另外一方面呢就是上帝与你同在
On the other hand you also need to know God is with you
这句话对于那个不断的躲的那个基甸来说是非常重要的。
To Gideon who was in the habit of keep on hiding, this become a very important word for him.
不过呢，很可惜，一个失败当中的到处躲的人呢，他根本听不进这句话。
Unfortunately, people who are in a constantly mode of defeat couldn't hear such word.
因为在他的里面。充满了一种负面的思想
Because there is a great negative thought within the person.
所以十三节基甸说
And therefore in verse 13, Gideon replied,
主啊耶和华若与我们同在我们何至遭遇这一切的事呢
If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?
他没有接受
He did not accept the word.
他用这句话来质问向他说话的耶和华的使者。
He uses word to counter the word from the angel of the Lord.
还有下一句。
And he continued.
我们的列祖不是向我们说耶和华领我们从埃及上来吗？他那样奇妙的作为在哪里呢？
Where are all his wonders our father told us about when he said,Did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now, Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian.
所以你发觉了，在我们听到的情况也是这样。
So same thing apply to us who are listening to a sermon.
同样是一个讲道，同样是个场合。
The same preaching arrangement.
一些很有美好的应许传出来的时候
Sometimes when a good promise has been delivered from the pulpit
有些人可以完全的可以领受
Some people can absorb it fully
但有些人却不能够
And however, some others can't
为什么不能够呢
Why not?
因为它里面充满了负面的思想
Because the person was filled with negative thoughts
为什么会有负面的思想呢
Why a person is filled with negative thoughts?
因为他们不断不断的经历苦难，经历米甸人的攻击。
Because the person constantly experienced a defeat from outside, just like the oppression from Midianites.
所以很难怪基甸有这种情况。
No wonder Gideon is going through such depression.
在这里不是判断他的是跟非。
We are not here to make a judgment on him.
好跟坏。
Good or bad.
我只是想说这是个失败的情况。
I'm only here to say this is the condition of a defeat.
太多的负面的思想在我们里面一无好处。
When we are filled with negative thoughts, it brings us no good.
有人说
Some people said,
假如你有八十分的热情
If you have 80% of passion,
然后又有八十分的能力
and you also have 80% of strength.
你加起来
when you combine the two together,
不是等于160分的热情
It does not equate to 160% of passion and strength.
它不是加速的,
it's not addition.
它是乘数,
but rather multiplication.
就是80乘80,
so your power is 80 times 80.
就等于640,
so it becomes 640.
所以你的人生里面假如有热情,
and therefore, if you do have passion in your life,
有能力,
if you have power, then your life can live a life of strength. Then you can accomplish many things.
但是,
however,
就算你有80分的那种热情,
even if you do have 80 passion in you,
就算你有80分的能力,
even though you have 80 points of strength in you,
但是你所成的,
and however, if you try to multiply,
是一种负面的思想,
if you times something negative in your mind,
你什么都没有,
then you accomplish nothing.
负面的思想就是零,
because the negative thoughts will bring zero to, as the product.
零下,
it will go below zero.
零乘所有的都是零,
because when you make multiplication times zero, it will equal to nothing.
假如我要请一个同工的话,
if I'm going to ask a coworker,
假如他告诉我,
to find a coworker, if he say to me,
什么都不行,
he say, there's nothing can be done here.
什么都不可能,
there's nothing is possible. My experience told me this is not possible.
那个数字告诉我不可能,
the number tells me it is impossible.
那个大环境告诉我不可能,
the circumstance and condition tells me it is impossible.
我的那种历史告诉我不可能,
my history tells me it is impossible.
那你会把工作交给他吗?
Will you turn the task to such a person?
我通常不会,
I usually won't.
最多请他来帮忙,
perhaps I just ask him to help.
负面的思想,
a negative thought,
对一个人影响很大,
it could bring a great impact to a person.
大能的勇士,
and yet a mighty warrior,
祭奠, 因为苦难的缘故,
and great warrior Gideon, because of the tribulation he was going through,
生命中充满了负面的思想,
he was filled with negative thoughts.
不但如此,
not only that,
后面你看看他怎么说,
let us see the description afterwards.
他奇妙的作为在哪里呢?
So what was God's wonderful hand?
现在他却丢弃我们了,
and Gideon said, now God has abandoned us.
这里是个结论,
and he made a conclusion.
现在他已经丢弃了我们,
he made a conclusion, the Lord has abandoned us.
这个比负面的思想更糟糕,
this is even worse than negative thoughts.
已经决定了,
he has made his mind.
就是这样了,
he made his mind. It is the way it is.
我们跟那个已经决定的人,
it's very hard to work with someone who has already set up his mind.
这是当时的这个祭奠的情况,
and this is the condition of Gideon at the time.
也是他为什么要退到躲到
and this is the reason why he retreat and hide in the wine press.
我在说我不是判断基甸的好与坏,
once again, I'm not here to make a judgment to see to say Gideon is good or bad.
在人生里面当我们遇到冲击遇到苦难, 遇到很多不明白的事情的时候, 我们都会这样,
when we encounter great impact externally, and sometimes we will have such thoughts.
所以今天我们不是注意他的失败,
here we are not here to pay attention to his defeat.
不是评论他的情况,
we are not here to make a judgment.
因为我们每一个人都可以到这样的地步,
because all of us can fall into such condition.
而我们注意的,
and yet we need to pay attention.
是我们的上帝,
is that our God?
我们的主他怎么样来看待这样的一种情况?
How does our Lord view the circumstance we are in?
我们回到第一节,
let us turn to verse
11.
Turn to verse 11.
耶和华的使者到了俄弗他, 坐在亚北以谢族人的约阿斯的橡树下, 然后就明显了, 在这里呢是讲耶和华的使者、当时讲到耶和华的使者的时候其实是讲上帝的 本人他去了
Verse 11 The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah、that belongs to the Josh the Abzrite When the term the angel of the Lord actually is a description of the Lord himself
然后你看第十二节
And we let us see verse 12.
耶和华的使者向基甸显现。
The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon.
对他说。
He said.
啊，这是很重要。
He said to him.
这是神对基甸的一个态度。
And this is a very important point. This is the attitude the Lord has shown to Gideon.
他接受了基甸的失败。
He accepted.The defeat of Gideon.
他接受了基甸的那种的害怕的情感。
He accepted the timid, nature of Gideon.
他接受了基甸的那种怀疑，那种负面的思想。
He received and accepted the doubting thought in Gideon.
他甚至接受基甸对他下了一个结论。
He even accepts the wrong conclusion Gideon has made about God.
你丢弃了我。
Gideon said, "You have abandoned me."
假如有人这样对我说话，我就大概，我就真的忍受不住了。
If someone had said this to me, I probably couldn't hold my temper anymore.
你有没有试过被怀疑？
Have you ever been doubted by someone?
当你很真诚的来对待一个人的时候，他竟然怀疑你。
If you have shown your sincerity to someone and someone turned cold shoulder and start have doubt about you.
他怀疑你的时候，你还好，还可以。
And you say, oh, it's good. Perhaps you still can bear.
我还可以帮你慢慢解释。
Perhaps I can try to explain, to you.
但是当你下了个结论的时候，你说我丢弃了你了。
And however, if someone has already made a conclusion, say you have abandoned me,
那已经下了结论。
The conclusion has already been made.
很多时候我就算了。
Then a lot of time I gave up.
你可以怀疑我。
Perhaps you can have doubt about me.
当你假如你说你是坏人。
However, if you have made a conclusion, say, I'm an evil person.
既然你说我是坏人，就算了。
However, if you have already made a conclusion, then so be it.
其实那一面就是那种骄傲出来了。
And actually, there is a pride in me.
我少了你一个朋友不算什么。
In a way, say, I don't miss you if you are no longer try to be my friend.
既然你下了结论了，算了，算了。
I will give up if you have already made your conclusion.
我不是说
上帝, Forget it. I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about myself.
感谢神只是我而已。
Praise the Lord. This is only me.
神没有丢弃基甸。
God did not give up on Gideon.
竟然去到他躲藏的那个地方。
He even appeared to Gideon the place where he hid.
他没有叫基甸，你出来，你从你的软弱中出来，让我向你显现。
He did not call out to Gideon, "Get out of your hiding place, then I will appear to you." No, he didn't do that.
他进到基甸的那个躲藏的地方。
But he rather he entered the place where Gideon has been hiding.
弟兄姐妹，这个不是一个单独的个案。
And Brother and sister, this is not a unique case here.
这是上帝对人的一种一直所有的一个态度。
This is the consistent way of God, how God wants to show appear to us.
当始祖这个犯罪的时候
，When our forefathers sin,
很明显嘛，大家都知道啊。
You,
亚当夏娃不是躲吗
？Adam and Eve, they hid.
是不是啊？躲啊
，Isn't it？
然后你就看神去找他，寻找他。
Then God go search for them。
然后呢，就在历史上你看见很多这种情况。
Then you can find out many cases back in history。
我举几个例子。
Let me give you some examples。
那个雅各
，Jacob。For example, Jacob。
当他逃避他的哥哥以扫的时候，他 逃去到拉班的路上。
When he tried to flee away from his brother Esau on his way to see his uncle.
然后在这个逃避的路上
on his way of fleeing away from his brother.
他睡在旷野。
He was sleeping in a desolate place.
大家一定记得这个故事的。
Perhaps you remember the story.
然后上帝人子在天梯上去下来。
And God appeared to him, let him see a ladder, the son of man going down, up and down on the ladder.
向他显现。
And appeared to him.
然后你看以利亚。
And also we look at a great prophet, Elijah.
他也是在逃。
He also was fleeing
away.
He was fleeing away from Jezebel's oppression. He kept on running away. To a point he was so tired. He slept on the ground. Then the angel pat on his shoulder. And said to him,
有水有饼。
Here's water and bread.
圣经特别有个很特别的描述。
And there was a very peculiar description in the passage.
他说这个饼跟水呢，就在那个以利亚躺坐那个地上的那个头旁。
You see, the bread and the water was right next where Elijah lay his head.
换句话说，他不需要起来的。
In other words, Elijah doesn't need to get up.
他伸手就拿到了。
As long as he can extend his hand, he can reach the bread and water.
很奇妙的地方?
Don't you see a very strange picture here?
他不是对以利亚说你到基利去旁吧?
He did not say to Elijah, get up and go to the river of Gilead.
你去等待乌鸦给你再端那个食物来。
Just go there and wait for the raven.
不是的。
No.
他是让他在头旁。随手可得的地方。
And yet the profession was made right next where Elijah lay his head.
看看新约。
Let us turn to New Testament.
神是在什么地方向保罗、扫罗显现的呢？
Where did God appear himself to Paul or Saul?
在大马士的路上。
In the way, his way to Damascus.
在那条错误的来逼害迫害基督徒的那个路上。
In the wrong way where he was about to persecute the Christian.
主耶稣向他显现。
Lord Jesus appeared to him.
这是大家都知道的。
This is a very well-known story.
所以难怪保罗在罗马书第五章讲了这样的句话。
No wonder Paul said this in Romans chapter 5.
他说当我们还做罪人的时候
While we were still sinners
当我们还做仇敌的时候
While we were still enemy against God
主耶稣基督已经为我们死
God, our Lord Jesus has already died for us
这是一个很奇妙的一种描述
And this is a very strange picture
是超过我们所想
It's beyond our reasoning
是要说明了上帝对我们的失败的那一种的
It is trying to highlight how God accepts us even though we are in our defeat.
弟兄姐妹，你真是要珍贵这个信息啊。
Brothers and sisters, we must treasure this message.
你发觉在我们所生活的那个地球上，我们这个世界上不是这样的。
You will realize the earth we are living in is not in such condition.
人都是歌颂成功。歌颂胜利，很少去欣赏失败的。
We all give praise and glory to the victors, to those who are in their successful place, and we don't accept and pay attention or appreciate the defeat.
当我们失败的时候
，While we defeat, we are in our defeat.
总是会有很多很多埋怨。
And we hear a lot of grumble and complain.
很多的拒绝。
We face a lot of rejection.
所以弟兄姐妹记得这是上帝对我们的态度。
And please remember, this is the attitude how God view us.
不过有一点在这里我想特别来要大家思想。
I want to bring your attention to a point.
很明显的。
It is very evident.
有些人能够从失败中能够起来。
Some people can make a comeback out of their defeat.
有些人却是一直的失败下去。
And some people will just keep on falling down.
那么是不是上帝对这个失败的人当中也有不同的对待的方法吗？
Is that God have a different treatment to these two group of people?
很明显不是的。
It is very evident. It is not.
说神不偏待人。
Because God does not show favoritism, which has been recorded in the Bible.
救恩是临到所有的人。
The salvation is given to all.
没有分别。
There is no difference, no partiality.
但是为什么有这么多的不同的情况出现？
And yet, how come we see many different results here?
那我们看基甸。
Let us pay attention to Gideon.
基甸他有什么特别的原因？让他能够反败为胜。
What is the special reason that make Gideon to have a comeback?
我觉得这个对我们来说很重要。
I think it is very important for us to understand.
我们在人生里面有不免有失败。
It is inevitable we will face defeat and frustration in our lives.
同样有什么东西，有什么原因？让我们可以反败为胜。
He said anything will help us to make a comeback.
那当然，我们有一种能够胜利的那个素质很重要。
Of course, it is very important to have an element of overcoming in our heart.
基甸，大能的勇士。
Gideon, a mighty warrior.
他本来就有一种胜利的那种元素在里面。
There is a victor character within him already.
当然，再加上神与他同在。
Of course, in addition, God was with him.
现在我们用些时间来看看，那究竟基甸他生命中有什么东西元素叫他能够反败为胜的？
So let us pay attention. What element can make Gideon to have a comeback?
我们再回到最初的开始的地方。
Let us turn to the beginning of the story.
基甸在酒榨中打麦子。
That Gideon was threshing wheat in wine press.
这个是很特别的描述。
And this is a very peculiar picture.
这方面是表达了他的躲避，他的害怕。
In a way, it depicts how Gideon tried to hide. There is a fear within Gideon.
但是另外一方面呢？
And however, on the other hand,
也让我们看见他生命里头的一种非常重要的素质。
We also see a very special character within Gideon.
他就是在那里打麦子。
That he was keep on threshing wheat.
他不是躲在那里睡觉。
He is not hiding someplace and take a break or rest. There's a difference here.
就是说他没有放弃。
That is, he did not give up.
他害怕。
Though he has fear. Yes, he tried to keep away from Midianite.
他生命中确实有很多软弱的地方。
Indeed, there are many weaknesses within him.
但是他生命中还有另外一样的好处。
And however, there is something good still within him.
他就在那里打麦子。
That he was doing threshing wheat.
他的热情没有减退。
There is still passion within him. Did not deplete. He continues to work. I think this is very important.
不, 有失去的东西。
Indeed, there is something a person can lose.
记得保守在你生命中那些美好的东西。
And yet, please remember to keep something beautiful within you.
热情。
Passion.
热情是能够叫一个人反败为胜的一个非常重要的元素。
Passion is a very important driving element that will help a person to make a comeback.
神能够用尼希米。
God can use Nehemiah.
就是因为他里面他有这种热情在里面。
Because he had passion within him.
记得假如你读过尼希米拉你就知道他曾经为耶路撒冷的那种被破坏里面的人受凌辱而感到悲哀。
If you have read the book of Nehemiah, you will know Nehemiah was under a great depression when he heard the city of Jerusalem has been ruined.
整个的情况都叫他感到非常的失望。
All the circumstances making feel there is a great disappointment in life.
圣经说他坐下悲哀哭泣几天。
And he wept, he sat down and he cried for several days. However, his passion still within him was not quenched.
他哭完之后, Crunch.
After he finished crying,
他立刻就去计划,
he got up and
思考,
immediately to make a plan,
研究,
to plan and to do some research. So how to make a plan to rebuild the city of Jerusalem? At the time, he was in a great difficulty. From his circumstances and environment, it seems like it is impossible for him to do anything. Because he was serving in the palace.
我们中国有句话,一路侯门深似海。
There is a Chinese saying, once you were dealing with people in great power, you are yourself is in a great danger.
就是说你在进到王宫里面,
that is, once you enter the environment of palace, it's very hard for you to get out.
所以黎希米有理由可以放弃去计划。
And therefore, Nehemiah has tons of reason to give up of the planning to rebuild the city. How do I know he has he tried to contemplate to come up with a plan? Because one day,
那个黎希米他是酒政，他拿酒给王喝的时候，
as he was serving wine to the king,
那个王很精明，
and the king was very smart.
我想每个王都很 alert, 很注意他身边的人的表现。
I believe all the kings are very alert to the people around him.
尤其是这个酒镇。
Especially the person who served wine.
所以他要看他的面孔的情况。
And therefore, he pay attention to this wine servant's expression, facial expression.
他发现黎希米面带愁容。
He find out Nehemiah was downcast.
所以就问黎希米。
And therefore he questioned Nehemiah.
你为什么面带愁容?
Why are you downcast?
假如当时黎希米答不出来是很危险的。
If Nehemiah couldn't reply immediately, then he is putting himself in a great danger.
伴君而伴虎啊。
Because a company to a king is not, it's just like a company to a tiger.
最近我听一段的历史。
Recently, I heard a Chinese history story.
这个明朝的皇帝朱元璋非常残暴的。
There was a vicious emperor in China. His name was Emperor Zhu.
大家大概没有听过啊。
Perhaps,
朱元璋很厉害。
Perhaps some of you have heard, some of you haven't.
或者不用残暴两个字啊，用厉害两个字了。
Let me not to use the word vicious, but he is very tough.
当时他身边的大臣呢，都是很尊贵的大臣。
So at the time, people who serving the all the officials who serving, they are all very powerful.
都有一种情况。
They are all. There could be a condition.
每次上朝面圣之前。
Before they come to,
就见王帝之前,
before they come to see the emperor,
他们都要跟家里的太太儿女, say goodbye的。
They all need to say goodbye to their wives and children before they come to see the emperor.
因为不晓得王帝什么时候下令把他干掉。
Because they have no idea when the king might kill those servants.
我不敢说亚大士西王是这样。
I'm not sure I can say the biblical king is like this.
不过呢，当时确实很危险。
And indeed, it was very dangerous.
假如尼希米答不出来，
if Nehemiah couldn't reply, made the reply right away,
他的头就没有了，
he will lose his head.
不过幸亏尼希米有一个完整的计划。
Fortunately, there was a well thought out plan in Nehemiah's mind.
他把可以一五一十的把整个计划来向亚斯士西王来说出来。
He present a full detail of his plan to his king.
他的要求是为了他的祖先。
The reason why he downcast because he remembered his forefathers.
是为他本国的那个地图。
He worried about pay attention to his motherland.
很合理的。
It is very reasonable.
然后他告诉王
then he
他要去多少的日子来建造耶路撒冷。
He need to reserve how many days in order to build up the city.
连去多久都知道的。
For even for how long he has already calculated time.
他在这条路上会见什么人拿诏书给他们看，全部都有名字的。
And for on his way, whom will he be seeing? He has already planned out.
连那个门需要的材料，他都说出来。
Even present the material that need to be used to build the gate.
因为他自己没有，他要王来为他预备的。
Because he has nothing, he needs the emperor, the king, to provide.Those material for him.
所以王听完之后非常满意他的计划。
So after hearing the reply, the king was very satisfied with his plan.
就让他去了。
And the king gave a permission for him to go.
这个计划就表达了他内心的那种热情。
This plan represents the passion within him.
热情不是一种表达出来的跳舞啊、歌唱啊、抱住你啊那种的情况。
The passion is not something can be shown external, like someone may go dancing and singing and go wild.
热情是在你对你的人生有计划的。
But passion means you have a plan for your life.
你努力的工作。
You strive forward.
虽然在那种压压迫之中。
Even under the condition of oppression.
这是基甸的情况。
And this is the condition of Gideon.
在酒榨中打麦子。
Threshing wheat in the wine press. In a wine press.
另外呢，你看到他在这个十五节他这样说。
And also in verse 15.
他说主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？
But Lord Gideon asked, "How can I save Israel?"
我家在马拉西的支派中是最贫穷的。
My clan is the weakest in Manasseh.
我父家是最微小的。
And I'm the least in my family.
这个是当时基甸的一个反应。
And this is the reaction from Gideon at the time.
他内心生命中有一种很特别的那种素质。
There is a very special nature in Gideon.
他不认为他可以承担重任。
He does not think he is able to be a great responsibility.
可能你会说，老牧师，你不是说这个是负面的思想不好吗？
Perhaps you say, Pastor Low, didn't you say negative thought is no good?
这个是一个很特别的情况。
This is a very special condition.
我发觉圣经里面上帝所用的人都有这种的情况。
I realize all people used by God possess such character.
摩西有这种情况。
Moses has such character.
耶利米有这种情况。
Jeremiah has such character.
我是不行的。
I am not able.
他不是说我不愿意做这个人。
He's not saying I'm not willing to.
他乃是说我愿意，但是我不行。
But they are saying I'm willing and yet I'm not able.
这是他生命中一个非常宝贵的东西。
And this is actually something very precious in people's life.
好像射一个箭出去。
It's just like when you shoot an arrow.
你要拉那个弓。
And when you expand the bowl.
那拉弓那里后面有个空间。
And when you expand it, you need some space right behind your elbow.
然后你才可以拉那个弓，然后才可以向前。
Only then you can stretch out the bowl and shoot the arrow.
这个生命中的空间很重要。
And you need some space in your life as well.
你知道那个拍那个培球那个篮球啊
Don't you know when we sometimes we dribble the ball?
有时候人家从一个篮球从地上慢啪啪啪啪啪上来了。
Some people can dribble the ball from the ground and up.
那个空间越多，那个弹起来的那个力量越大。
When you have a greater space, you will receive a greater rebound.
基甸的生命中有一种空间。可以让上帝来使用。
There is a space in Gideon allowed God to work.
这是谦卑。
And this is humility.
你发觉了神很难用那些自满的人。
You will find out God will have a hard time to use those people who are so proud of themselves.
同样，我们看见一个人，他说什么都可以的时候，我就很怕了。
Perhaps you have seen someone who say, we can do all things, then usually it just brings fear to my heart.
时间不是很多了，我
I don't have time to go on about this.
还有第三点。
Let us focus on the third point.
都是人看来不太好的情况。
It may seem negative from people's eye.
但是也表达了他一种生命的一种美好的元素。
And however, this represents something beautiful within him.
神差派他的时候
When God sent him,
他接受了
He accepted.
不过他要考验上帝是不是真的派。
And however, he wants to verify this is truly a message from the Lord.
首先，他要知道上帝对他所献的东西是不是真的悦纳了。
First, he wants to make sure God truly indeed receives his offering willingly.
他要求证。
So he wants to, he needs an evidence.
最出名的就是一块羊毛。
So he needs a sign. The most well-known is a wool fleece.
他说明天假如这块羊毛充满了露水。
He said to God, if I'm going to place a wool fleece here, if the next morning it is full of water,
那其他地方都是干的。
And all its surrounding area is dry,
我就知道是你差派我。
Then I know you are sending me over.
然后结果确实是这样。
And it turns out to be that way.
他还不够。
And yet, it's not enough for him.
他说，这是要反过来。
And he said to God again, now I'm going to make the opposite.
明天假如这块羊毛是干的。
I'm going to place the wool fleece here. If by next morning,
那全附近都是湿的。
If the fleece is dry and all the surrounding is wet,
那我就知道是你差派我。
Then I can be sure it is truly you who has sent me.
你知道吗？这在某个程度来说，也是一种怀疑，一种的负面的一种情况。
In a way, it is a doubt, something negative here.
但很明显，上帝接纳这种。
And yet, from what we know, God has accepted his challenge.Why?
我自己的领会是这样。
This is how I have received it.
上帝是无所不知的。
God is omnipotent.
上帝知道基甸这样做。
He knows all things. He knows the intent of Gideon.
不是因为怀疑。
It's not out of doubting.
乃是准备好百分之百投入去了。
But rather to see an assurance in order for him to commit fully.
所以他才问。
And that's the reason why he asked.
所以他才求证。
And that's why he tried to verify.
所以有时候我们在教会里面呢，我们都会看到这种情况。
And this is the reason sometimes we see it in the church.
有些时候你在教会里面，你看到什么都没所谓了。
And you will see a lot of people will feel everything is okay.
没问题啊。
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
好也没有问题，不好也没有问题。
If something good or something bad, it doesn't really bother.
真的也没有问题啊，假的也没有问题。
If it's something real or something fake, that's okay. We can let it go. Is it good?
不好。
No.
因为 他根本没有想过要委身要投入。
Because such person has never determined to make a commitment.
相反,
On the other hand,
我们要很珍惜一些人。
We need to pay attention and appreciate particular group of people.
有时候他可能会过分一点。
And sometimes they have overdone their challenge.
有时候他可能会冒犯一点。
And sometimes they are quite offending.
不要紧啊。
It's okay.
因为他要投入嘛。
Because they challenge because they want to commit.
所以他要知道嘛。
And therefore they want to know.
大家明白那个意思。
Don't you understand?
在基甸的生命里头有一个很重要的一个元素。
In the life of Gideon, there is one important element.
他决定。
He has made the determination.
假如他要投入。
If he is going to make a commitment,
就百分之百的投入。
He will commit fully.
假如要做个基督徒。
If he wants to be a Christian,
就做个百分之百的基督徒。
Be 100% Christian.
所以不断的怀疑，不断的追问，不断的来考验。
And therefore, the person keep on challenging, keep on having doubt, keep on questioning.
我自己呢，常常我很多怀疑的。
And just like me, I have a lot of doubts in me.
告诉过以前一些弟兄姐妹。
I have shared some of my doubts with some of you.
有一次我的院长来叫我去那个院长室。
Once the seminary school principal called me to his office.
然后告诉我。
And said to me,
你早一年毕业吧。
Why don't you try to graduate a year earlier.
本来要四年的三年级他就要我走了。
It was a four-year study, and yet he asked me to graduate within 3 years.
我就问他为什么了。
Then I asked him why.
因为我知道我不是那么聪明可以读三年就读完。
Because I know I'm not a smart person who can finish my degree within 3 years.
然后他就告诉我。
Then he said to me,
你的眼神不好。
He said,Your eyes does not look good.
就说充满了怀疑。
Because your eye gave express a lot of doubt.
我不晓得大家有没有看过怀疑的眼神呢
？I don't know. Have you ever can notify someone's facial expression which carries a doubting?
当然，他那次是吓我就是跟我想我改正而已。
And actually, that conversation was actually out of a way to try to correct me, a kind of threaten me.
我还是读完四年才毕业啊。
And at the end, I still finish my degree in 4 years.
不过呢，这是说明我的那种情况。
But the story only described how I was at the time.
我发觉这种怀疑。其实是因为我很愿意去求知求真。
I realize the reason why I have doubt because I have a great desire to know what is the truth.
我发觉神还是不断的借助我这种求真的性格，不断的来显明他自己。
I believe God still uses my character to show Himself through me.
我在我的生命中。
In my life,
我发觉讲一样事情。
I realize one thing.
我很多的缺点。
I have many shortcomings.
刚才形容这个基甸的情况，我都有。
All the negative description about Gideon, I have them all.
他有怀疑，我有怀疑。
He has doubt, I have doubt.
他会躲，我也会躲。
He tried to hide.I hide.
因为尤其是现在我也会。
Even now.
最好不要我做就不要了。
If you can find someone else, please go ahead.
有时候是故意不去一个地方是为了躲。
And sometimes,
不要接受挑战。
I will try to avoid some meeting in order to avoid some challenges.
我都有。
I have such character.
但是我发觉。
And yet,I find out.
当神发觉在我的里面有一个愿意的心的时候
，When God realized I have a desire of being willing,
还有一个愿意进取的心的时候
，Have a heart of trying to do better and striving forward,
他就一步步引导我。
And then he will lead me a step at a time.
人生就是在一种不断的失败、胜利、失败、胜利的过程中。
So we are continuing in the cycle of defeat and victory, defeat and victory.
不过在总的来说
However, overall,
在我的生命中
in my life, the path I've walked by,
都看见上帝的同在。
I have seen how God has been with me all the way.
看到上帝在我生命中来帮助我胜过我的软弱。
He was with me. He continued to help me to overcome.
我相信也会临到大家。
I believe the same will come to you.
不要甘于那种失败。
Do not be satisfied in the circumstance of defeat.
不要甘于那种平平凡凡。
Do not be satisfied of mediocre.
我们是大能的勇士。
We are mighty warrior.
上帝创造我们。
When God created us,
我们是大能的勇士。
We are created to be a mighty warrior.
那求神帮助我。
May God help us.
虽然害怕。
Even though we do fear.
但仍然向前。
And yet we continue to march forward.
这是非常重要。
This is very important.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord,
人的话真的非常的有限。
There's a limit of human words.
但是我相信圣灵的光照。
And yet I believe the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
相信圣灵微小的声音。
I believe the silent voice of the Holy Spirit.
我相信圣灵的工作。
I believe the work of the Holy Spirit.
求主继续来你自己的工作在我们的心中。
God, may you continue your work within our hearts.
让我们在这里的每一个人
so that everyone here
能够过一个得胜的生活
can live an overcoming life.
让我们明白你的话语
may we understand your words.
也从你的话语得到祝福
so that we can receive the blessing from your words.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.